Your one-stop shop for the world's best new music. 2009 on Triple J.
All this week we've been featuring the debut album from 22-year-old Londoner Florence Welch. Her outfit is Florence and the Machine, and the debut album Lungs is overflowing with soaring vocals, found sounds, very heartbreaking pop songs, and plenty of hits. Florence got her start at art school, actually, but pretty soon realised it was the music that she wanted to create. And with the help of producer James Ford, who's worked with Arctic Monkeys, Klaxons, and also with his own outfit, Simian Mobile Disco, she's made a really amazing sounding record loaded with love songs and grand mythology. And it was these stories that I asked her about when I got on the phone with Florence Welch earlier this week for Triple J.
I like phrases in general, and like sometimes I get to get inspired by a sign I see on like the side of a church or something, and that'll make a song. Or most of the stuff is quite sort of me kind of just getting in a bit of dream world, but there is like a couple of songs on there that are from like real life experience.
There seems to be a big element of surrender in your music, of just throwing yourself into it. Do you feel that when you're making it?
It's a nice way to put it, actually. I've never heard anyone describe it as the surrender, but I suppose maybe it is in a way. It's like trying to like give up something but at the same time gain something, if that makes any sense. Making like a protection out of a song but at the same time exposing yourself. It is just like, it's like a release maybe, I think.
Does it feel, I hate using that word cathartic because it seems to come up in a lot of music interviews, but I can't think of any other word to describe it. Does making music and writing songs for you act as a type of catharsis?
Yeah, I think it's always been a really joyful thing. I think, like, especially as music for me is very, like, instinctive, and I have to go with what feels good to me, you know, when I'm writing a song, whether it's what the first notes that come into my head or the chords I might find on the piano. It's all down to, like, whether it gives me that rush. I'm just always looking for that feeling of sort of lift-off, I guess.
I've read you describe yourself as quite a manic person. Is that true?
I think I've got quite a lot of them. I think I've got there's a guy, a friend of mine went to school with, and he used to wake up in the morning and be paralysed with thoughts. He couldn't move because he's so many thoughts. Sometimes I feel like that. I think being on stage is a good way of sort of dealing with that. It is sort of a place for emotions. I think maybe feel things quite intensely, like if I'm happy, I'm really, really happy. And if I'm scared, I'm terrified. And if I'm sad, I'm like really depressed. I don't know whether that's to do with being like young, or maybe I'll level out. But it seems like the things that make me as a person in daily life maybe slightly difficult and awkward actually work on a stage, you know, on a stage performing.
How long has it been that way? How long have you been writing for? Because I read that Kiss with a Fist was written when you were still in high school.
Yeah, I think, like, I started writing songs to, like, impress boys, maybe. So I, like, knew, like, loads of boys in bands, South London, like, punk bands, and I used to, like, get up on stage and sing with them sometimes, and all the stuff was quite raw and dark, and I think that's maybe why I started writing stuff that was quite violent and dark imagery, like, just because I was, like, you know, wanted to be tougher than the boys.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head, then I set fire to our bed.
From our feature album Lungs, that's Florence and the Machine on Triple J, and Kiss with a Fist. We're catching up with the star behind it all, Florence Welch, here on 2009, and talking with her about her debut album, a record which sees her reach some serious vocal heights.
I'm obsessed with layering vocals and using all the different ranges of my voice, and using synthesizers and a distortion pedal so that I could like get my voice to do really insane things. Just like really strange electronic wailing and Like, a lot of it's really physical because I'm, like, not a trained musician. Nothing's subtle. Everything is all or nothing. I can't sit at a piano and, like, twinkle away. I can only sit and literally with my whole heart bash out what I think sounds good. And the same with the drums. The voice is actually really the only thing I feel like I have control over. So I think that's mainly the most used instrument in the whole album in different ways. You know, I was singing violin parts to the string quartet. And they had to, but that was an amazing feeling, actually. Singing a part to them and having them play it back in harmony was really amazing. I played an elevator shaft in there. There was an elevator shaft in the place we were working.
How do you play an elevator shaft?
With a bin lid.
Good answer, with a bin lid. So did you just bang the lid against the walls or against the...
Yeah, I think I nearly went deaf, like, in like, rattling. What else did we play? We played with, like, chains, dropping chains on the floor. You know, a lot of it came from, like, having demoed on a tiny £100 Yamaha keyboard in, like, a bedroom studio. Having demoed all these things, like... on using, like, the sort of rubbish sounds, like, of timpani on it. I find it quite interesting to think what sort of electronic instrument thinks, like, a timpani or a harp sounds like. Sometimes I find that those sounds more interesting than what they actually do sound like in real life.
You recorded...
So I kept a lot of that on it.
You recorded in an old synagogue for this album, Lungs, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did that affect you, recording in a place of worship? Was there any sort of vibe, or was it just another space with good acoustics?
I've always been attracted to places that have, like, sort of churches and cemeteries and places that seem to have an atmosphere around them. You go to a gig and, like, if you're seeing a band you love, there is that sense of, like, reverence. And I think music is such a sort of powerful thing, that to sing in a place with really great acoustics and also has that kind of, you know, atmosphere around it. It's a good place to make music.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.